I think it was a wake-up call for a lot of government employees, and hopefully a bit for the general public. We, last went through a real shutdown, back in the mid-90s, and I think, people forget after a period of time the trauma that can cause. And I think in March, it was really most imminent. Last March, first March 4 was the deadline, and they extended that to March 18. And we became, we were on the brink of a shutdown. It was within hours of agencies telling folks, don't show up for work. They had notified folks as to whether or not they had to come in because of public health and safety, or whether they were going to have to stay home and be prevented from working. And I think that definitely got people's attention. It's like, well, the mood has changed. People are, this is some serious stuff going on.
So by contrast, this year seemed like a cinch. We only came within days of a shutdown.
That's right, Tom. March was within hours, and recently we were, days. But it's still kind of a crazy time, and that's why my, looking back over 2011, I kind of the second biggest development for the federal workforce is kind of wrapped up for me in this whole year of the rising anti-public employee sentiment, articulated by and demonstrated by proposals to cut back the size of the workforce, to extend the pay freeze, to change the retirement benefits from a high 3 to a high 5, or require an increased contribution from federal employees for the defined benefit of their retirement program. All of that together, of course, driven by some very real concerns about the budget deficit and how to deal with that. And on top of everything else, of course, 2011 was the start of an election year, which will go into full swing in 2012. And it was somewhat the perfect storm of an anti-public employee sentiment gaining some ground and resulting in some significant proposals that would work against the interest of federal employees.
Reducing the workforce by 10%, pay freezes, increasing the amount that feds have to contribute to their pensions, all of those sorts of things. We've heard them all before, but not all in one big lump like this.
Well, that's right, Amy. And the other thing is that some of this is becoming real. I mean, there's been proposals that, they can be made any time, but the other thing that we're looking at that makes it real is that going into 2012, we're in the second year of a pay freeze. And we've had individual years past where there has been a pay freeze. But this is the first time in recent history that we've had a two-year pay freeze and calls for a third year. And I think, again, a wake-up call here that not only are these proposals out there, but some of them may very well stick.
And so what's your prognosis if they do stick? Do you think that will really have any dampening effect on people's desire to work for the federal government?
Well, Tom, and this kind of goes into a little forecasting of what's coming in 2012. But definitely we're already seeing an increase in retirements, not just at the federal level, but also at many state level governments. And as federal and public employees generally decide that, this is just not what they signed up for and they have the option to leave, we're going to see if the economy actually does continue to slowly improve. I think we're going to see the government having difficulty filling at least some of its mission-critical jobs. There'll still be plenty of folks looking for work. But many of the needs of the federal government are in very high-skilled, highly technical engineering, public health, medical areas, and they may find that they're having some difficulty attracting the quality talent that they need.
So those specialized, highly skilled jobs are going to be harder to fill. But what about the jobs that are filled that they need to keep filled? That's going to be hard to do, too.
Absolutely. Amy, it's not just the retirements you have to worry about, but for every two federal employees who retire, there's at least one other employee who quits. And the fact of the matter is the greatest turnover on a voluntary basis outside of retirement is during the first 1 to 2 years of a person's employment. You know, folks come into government, they're persuaded by a call to public service or a belief that they, you know, they're going to have a chance to do something meaningful. And if they get into a work environment that is not conducive, where they're feeling not conducive to bringing out the best, not engaging them, or they're feeling unappreciated by the public they serve, they exercise their option to work elsewhere. And I think many younger employees don't have the same notion that some of us old timers did. That you know, you take a job and you stick with it. They're quite willing to move on if it's not what they anticipated.
Okay, let's just put a billboard on there.
Oh, okay. So, do you want to do the billboard since?
Sure. Yeah. We're speaking with John Palguta, the Vice President for Policy at the Partnership for Public Service. We just cut that and paste it back into the middle of this, John.
So is there anything else about 2012 that we need to be watching for and anything about 2011 that really raised your eyebrows?
Well, on 2012, I know this sounds very doom and gloom, but I do think that there's some cause for cautious optimism. Yes, we're going to see in 2012 increased calls. The budget deficit is not going away. So we'll have increased calls for workforce reductions and benefit reductions and so on. And you know, some starve the beast folks who believe that if they can't get people to agree to give up certain services, if we simply reduce resources, they'll have the same effect, which doesn't really happen. You just get a weak beast. But the cause for optimism, we're going to have an election in November. And some of the partisan political campaigning against government will abate. If we start seeing some sustainable signs in 2012 that the economy is really starting to improve, I think that relieves some of the pressure, some of that anti-public employee sentiment, which is simply driven out of frustration, I think, and again, the partisan political campaigning. We're going to also start to see potentially some of the negative effects of cutbacks. And the thing, maybe the bottom line cause for some optimism is that the people don't forget to beat upon feds, but they do remember that the country needs an effective government. And that, to have an effective government, you have to have an effective workforce, keeping in mind that much of what government does is prevent bad things from happening. So when nothing bad is happening, it's easy to forget about the need for government. But, you know, we do get natural disasters. We do have acts of terrorism. We do have, you know, people in need. And the bottom line for 2012, in my view, is that the work of the federal government and the service provided by federal employees is valuable and needed. And I think in 2012, not only will federal employees know that, but I think the general public will start to remember that, and political leaders do ultimately respond to the public sentiment. So I think there's a lot of negatives out there, but I think I've been through enough cycles. I think 2012 we're going to start seeing some remembering of the value of public service that will bode well for the government workforce.
Okay, ending on a happy note. I'm going to go ahead and stop the tape.